As we come to the table of the Lord this morning, we come already having heard much that applies to this day. That the Lord Jesus is saving us, not only by having given himself for us, his blood having made atonement for all of our sins, and none of us able to make even the smallest atonement for the smallest of our sins, his righteousness being our only true and perfect righteousness before God. But we have been hearing that the Lord Jesus is also giving himself to us and his life to be in us, that he works in us by his word as he presses us into his shape. That's what the word conforms means. Dear children and others, sometimes we use language in the church and just assume that you know what that means. Conform. Be pressed into the shape of Jesus. That's what the Lord predestined his people to be, according to Romans 8. He predestined us to be conformed to Christ, to look like him at the end. One of the things that he uses to do that, we heard about the scripture, and especially the preaching of the scripture, and the Holy Spirit's second part hearing of the scripture. Another thing that he uses to do it, he gives himself to us in the supper. Hear the words in which he says that. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, beginning verse 23. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And we've heard before at this table, but remind you, that's not remembrance the way one of you might have dropped something or put something somewhere and remember where you left it. Oh yeah, that's where. No, when scripture talks about remembering, it talks about acting upon the memory, such as when the Lord remembers that and opens a room, or when the Lord remembers Noah and his family in the ark. He did not forget about them for 9 months. And oh yes, that's right, there's a family on the boat. No. We are acting upon the Lord Jesus Christ when we come and eat the bread and drink the cup. We are receiving him. Yes, our hands receive bread, and we put bread into our mouths, and bread goes into our stomachs. The bread doesn't become the body of Jesus. The body of Jesus is not somehow dematerialized and floating out of phase so that it's with the bread as it comes into our hand, or with the bread as it goes into our mouth, or with the bread as it goes into our stomach. The body of Jesus is at the right hand of majesty. It isn't moving from there until he bodily returns at the resurrection. But we still receive him by faith. So it means, he says, do this in remembrance of me. Act upon me by your faith, just as you're acting upon the bread by your hand and your mouth and your stomach. Now that's a good meal. There's a dinner tonight after the service. Probably going to be a good meal. Some of you have a big dinner planned for Thursday. Probably going to be a good meal. But this is the only place that Jesus directs you. He says, I'm the meal. I'll feed you in a special way at my table, the Lord Jesus says. And so when you come, you have to take it in a special way. You can't just eat and drink and think about whatever, or maybe nothing. He says, you set your mind, you set your heart upon me, because that's how I'm feeding you. It's a glorious thing. The one who gave himself for us at the cross is giving himself to us at the table. Now, there's something that Uzzah learned about glorious things. Remember Uzzah? He reached out and he touched the ark because it wasn't being carried on poles the way it's supposed to be carried. When the Lord is bringing you near to his glory, you had best follow the instructions of the Lord. Now listen to those instructions. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as you often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself." Examine himself of what? What have you just been warned against? The preceding verse. Taking in an unworthy manner. What's an unworthy manner? Coming and taking in any other way than as a sinner whose desperate need is only supplied in the Lord Jesus Christ. His blood, his righteousness, our only forgiveness, his life, our only life. That's the worthy man. He says, examine yourself. Do you know yourself to be a sinner? Do you know Christ to be your Savior? Are you coming out of the same faith in him by which you laid hold of him for your righteousness? To lay hold of him for your life and your goodness? And is that what you're going to do at this table as you eat and drink? Now, if you are living a life in which you don't care to have the life of Jesus in you, you don't have two thoughts about him during the week. Of being needy for him to work in you. And you don't care for his goodness to be worked out in your life. You love sin. You hate when somebody says in church, you love sin. You hate that because you love it and you don't want to stop. And how dare that guy make you feel guilty about it? If you don't trust in Christ and love Christ and want to please him, then you can't answer the question, oh yes, I'm going to come take word of it. I'm going to come and lay hold of Jesus by faith for my righteousness and my life. This cannot be the only place that happens, because this says examine yourself and then come. So we need to examine if we're going to take in the worthy manner. And he said it in verse 27, and he says, examine yourself, and so, in that way, let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. And then verse 29, for he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. We've come here to feed upon the Lord himself. If you come here in any other way or for any other reason, and that includes saying, well, I don't know what it means to trust Jesus for my life, or to look to him for his goodness in me. Now, I don't know all what that means myself. But if you don't know what that means at all, if that's not a reality in your life, this is not the meal for you. You are to watch, you are to desire, you are to be taught. You are to come and lay hold of him by faith. And having laid hold of him by faith for your righteousness and knowing that you need his life worked out in you, you come to the elders and say, how do I get to that table? Because Jesus said that that's one of the ways he gives his life in me, and I need his life in me. That's the right way to get to the table. One of the things your elders are going to say is you need to publicly confess that Jesus is your Lord, his church is your church, his people are your people, his elders are your authorities, his shepherds are the ones whom you acknowledge and receive to shepherd you, because you're in for a dollar, in for, I don't know how that works. You're completely in for Jesus Christ. I didn't want to say all in because there's scammer connotations. That's one of the things your elders even said. You don't receive Jesus partially. Oh, I got a good one for you, son. Sorry. Whole hog. Y'all say that? No? You'll have to teach me later. But you understand what I'm saying. Come to this table for Christ and take it the right way, because it is the best meal that you can ever have. And if you are in Christ, you should be desiring to come to it and receive it. But if you're not hungry for Him, don't come eat judgment with a little bit of bread and wine, so that people will think good things about you and won't feel left out and whatever other thousand reasons you might have for them. Come for Him. Let's pray. Oh, we thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have given yourself not only for us, but to us. That you have joined us to yourself, your body. You are the vine and we are the branches. And unless we are connected to you and joined to you by faith, unless we eat your flesh and drink your blood, joined to your body, then we have no life in us. We're like branches that aren't connected, but are separated, all on our own, ready for the fire. And so we pray, O Lord, that you would use this meal to stir up our faith, to feed us upon yourself, to give your life into us the way the life of the vine is given out and worked out into the branches. Help all of those who take now, we pray, to take in that right manner that we just heard about. And grant that we would come away saying, this is better than any Thanksgiving, because I've received not bread and wine, but the Lord Jesus, His life, His health, His strength, and for my soul. Do that for the souls of your dear ones who pray at this table. In your name, Lord Jesus Christ, and your children say, Amen.